you're in offense, what does that prove? It proves that you're in unforgiveness. And unforgiveness doesn't receive. Amen? What does Jesus say about it? Forgive if you have aught against any. That pretty well covers it all, doesn't it?
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Jesus said that Satan is a thief who is trying to steal your most precious possession, the Word of God planted in your heart. Today, Gloria Copeland will help you discover how to transform your heart into good ground for the Word of God.
Today we're going to look at Mark 4, which gives us some more things about the Word of God and possible things that we might be doing to slow things up. Mark 4, let's look at the beginning of Mark 4. And he began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them. So Jesus had a good crowd today, and he's beginning to teach them something very vital to help us know how to implement and how to walk in victory. He taught them many things by parables, and he said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, hear this, hear Ken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Now I think because I've kind of gotten off to a slow start here, I might just, well, let's just read through this and then we'll teach through the rest of it. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of the earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on the good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Now it said in verse 13, and he said unto them, know you not this parable? If you don't know this, Jesus said, how then will you know all parables? So this is a mystery. This is a parable that is a mystery of how the kingdom of God is manifest. This is big time, this sower sows the word. So he said to them, the sower sows the word. And these are they, so the sower sows the word. I'm sowing the word today, and there's hearts out here and minds that can receive this word and take it and let it get down in their hearts, or they can reject it. But the sower does his job, and he sows the word. And these are they by the wayside. So this is the first group that Jesus talked about. Only one of these groups received from God. There were several groups. These are those by the wayside where the word is sown. And when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. So Satan is right in the middle of the first problem here. He's one of the major reasons, and really maybe the major reason, that since Jesus has already borne the curse of poverty, already borne the curse of sin for us, already borne the curse of everything bad for us, the curse of everything, Satan is the major reason that we have to press. The major reason that we can't just say, okay, I receive it and it's done. No, there's an enemy out there. His name is Satan. He's come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And that's what Jesus said to them. When they have heard the word, the sower sows the word. When they have heard the word, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. So Satan comes to steal the word. That's one of the first things you'll have to learn to get anywhere in the Word of God and anywhere in your spiritual growth. You'll have to learn what the Word says so that when Satan comes to steal from you, you'll know this is not God. When Satan comes to tell you it's not the will of God for you to be healed, you'll have to know what the Word says about being healed. That Jesus himself, for one thing, bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. Now, in Luke, it says this about that scripture. Luke 8:12. Those by the wayside, we'll look at 11. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the Word of God. So that's what Satan's always going to be after, the Word of God. Satan is after the Word of God. If you don't engage, if you don't press, if you don't implement with faith, he'll get that word from you. And he'll talk you out of it. Somebody will come tell you it's not God's will for you to be healed because you were such a bad man in the past. Or it's not God's will for you to be healed because really God doesn't heal today. That's just something those preachers are telling. God does not heal today. People have come tell you that. You can hear that preached if you go to the wrong places. So, that's the people by the wayside. The devil comes and takes the word away out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. That's what Luke says about the situation. So that's one thing you'll have to remember is you'll have to stand for the word of God. When Satan comes to steal the word, you're going to have to know what the word says, and you're going to have to stand for it. Once you see it in the Word, don't let the devil talk you out of it. That's one way that he comes to steal the Word. To implement in this, to press into the things of God, you got to be strong in the Word of God. And to be strong in the Word of God, you have to look at it more than once a week. You should spend time in it every day. If you want to stay on top, you spend time in the Word every day. And believe what you read there. Amen. So then the second group Jesus talked about in Mark 4, he said, and these are they that are sown, which are sown on stony ground. Stony ground. When they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves. And so endure, but for a time. Now this stony ground, they actually did. Now the wayside ground, they didn't get it all. But this group, they actually received the word. And they were glad of it. But then pressure came. If you don't press, you'll be pressed. Pressure came from the devil, same source. And they let go of it. When they had heard the word, immediately they received it with gladness, but they didn't continue. They didn't press. They didn't engage. They didn't stay with the program. They didn't continue to implement. Whatever you're believing for, don't quit. Keep saying, keep doing, keep sowing toward it. Stay engaged. Keep it in your mouth. Keep the word concerning those things in your eyes and your ears, and keep it coming out your mouth. Persevere. If you don't persevere, the devil will steal it from you. Stay with it. You can't just go to church once a week and expect to walk in victory. You've got to spend time with the Lord every day if you really want to walk in victory. Okay, so these people were on stony ground. There wasn't enough soil. It says when they heard the word immediately, there wasn't enough word. In other words, when they heard the word immediately, they received it with gladness and had no root in themselves. And so they endured for a while. You could say they lasted a little while because they didn't have enough of the word of God in their heart. And they let the devil steal it. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises. Now, Jesus, I just read you. He said, you shouldn't be shocked when you're persecuted. They persecuted me, they'll persecute you. So when persecution arises for the word's sake, what does that mean? That means the devil knows you got the word in there. Now, the only chance he has in your life is to try to talk you out of that word. So he comes with pressure. He comes with lies. He'll cause bad circumstances if he can. What's he trying to do? He's trying to, neutralize you. Neutralize you. Without the word of God, you're neutralized. You're not engaged. You're not pressing. You're neutralized. That would be the opposite of being engaged, implementing, or pressing. And they just last a little while, and when times get tough, and I'm telling you, you can't grow in the Lord without having to come up against pressure. I don't know anybody that's ever grown in the Lord to any degree that didn't have to resist the devil. Satan does not want you full of the Word of God. He can handle you as long as you're stupid. But when you get the Word in you, you're wise and you know what to do. And you have the force and the power of faith in there to come against him and say, you get out of my face in the name of Jesus. What happens when we resist the devil? Well, if we resist him, the Bible says he flees. Now, Timothy tells us in 1 Timothy 6, fight the good fight of faith. We're not supposed to just roll over and play dead. Well, when the devil comes, when persecution comes, when affliction comes, when sickness comes, lack comes, we're not supposed to roll over and play dead. We're supposed to sink our roots deep into the ground of the Word of God, put it in our eyes, in our ears, let it come out our mouth, and hold fast to our profession or our confession. Amen. It's doable. It just takes some effort. Now, if you'd rather just be beaten up every few days by the devil and always be trying to arrive but never yet quite arriving, always be wanting to do something and you just raise up your head. And one time Ken and I were skiing with some, we were first learning how to ski. We were skiing with our ski school. Ken got this wild idea that we needed to learn how to ski. So off we went and we enrolled in ski school. And so by this time, we were at least being able to come down the hill, you know. And you'd go down you'd do whatever he told you to do, go down the hill. And so we did that. So I went down. I was not a very good skier. Ken was better than I was. And so I went down and I fell. And so here's the whole ski class up here. And I fell. And so they were still coming down, though. They were behind me. Some of them were behind me. So I'd get up, and somebody'd ski into me and knock me down again. I was kind of in a hole, I guess. I don't know what happened, but I would stand up, and hear somebody come and knock me down. The ski instructor even knocked me down. And that's kind of the way the devil does. You stand up, and here he comes, if you let him. Now, he only can do what you let him do. That's what you got to remember. But you stand up and here he'll come and slap you down again if you'll let him. So what does the scripture say about the devil? Resist him. Don't ever give in to him. Resist him. We've got the name of Jesus. We've got the written word. We can go here and find out the truth to resist him with. What does it say about the truth? The truth will make you free. We resist him. He might try to hit us every time we raise up, but we resist him. Pretty soon, you know, it gets further and further between his attacks because he knows when he can get somewhere and when he can't. Glory to God. So we resist him. We don't just let him come hit us, but we do what Timothy says. We use our faith. We fight the good fight of faith. It's a good fight because you win it when you fight with faith. Amen. So that's the stony ground. Then in Matthew 13, it says that Matthew 13, 21, it said they got offended when pressure came, and so they got no results. This is, let me look that one up and read that to you. 13, 21, Matthew's account of it. You should study these all out when you've really got time, because I tell you, you'll learn a lot. Yet it says, he received the seed in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth or endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, Satan's coming to steal the word. By and by, he is offended. This is a very serious thing, and it's really one reason why a lot of people don't ever go ahead and receive what they're believing for. They get offended. What does that mean? Well, some people get offended at God. God blesses so-and-so, but he doesn't bless me. I do the best I can. I go to church every week. I tithe. But he's not helping me. Well, how can God help you when you say he's not helping you? And the Bible says he can have what he says, but you can have what you say. Mark 11 tells us that we get exactly what we say. Now, you get offended and you're not giving God anything to work with. You're saying God doesn't care for me as much as he does for somebody else. He did so-and-so, he healed sister so-and-so, and now here I'm sick, and I go to the same church, and I'm just as good as she is. You don't get healed because you're good. You get healed because you believe God. That Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, and by his stripes you were healed. Amen? So offense will steal from you and keep you from receiving. That is a serious thing. You can get offended at the preacher. You can get offended at a deacon. You can get offended even with your family or your husband or your wife. If you're in offense, what does that prove? It proves that you're in unforgiveness. And unforgiveness doesn't receive. Amen? What does Jesus say about it? Forgive if you have aught against any. That pretty well covers it all, doesn't it? Forgive if you have aught against any. Unforgiveness is offense. You've taken offense. If somebody does you wrong, what do you do? Well, if they're any, or if it's something, according to Jesus, you forgive them. Now, what happens when you forgive that person that did you wrong? You're free. What happens when you don't forgive them? They're still doing wrong to you. You're allowing them to continue to do you wrong. You've been offended. Don't get offended at anybody. Don't get offended at your husband, your wife, your children, a stranger. Don't get offended if somebody cuts you off in traffic. Pray for them. They probably need prayer. What happens when you do that? You go free. Well, they're not your problem. You don't have to be offended. Glory to God. Amen. So offense keeps the word from taking hold. They got offended when the pressure came. Let me read it again. Matthew 13:21. It says about the stony places, he that heareth the word and with joy receiveth it, but yet it had no root in himself, but he endured for a little while. Then when trouble came, when tribulation or persecution arose because of the word, by and by, didn't say immediately. Isn't that interesting that it says by and by? It says by and by he was offended. So that person didn't receive anything. Then 22 in Mark, or let's look over at Mark and we'll go to the next one. So we don't want to be stony ground. We don't want to be thorny ground. Let's see, where am I? I'm at thorny ground. Mark 4:18. Wait, is that right? Oh, I'm over here on the explanation of it. Time is getting short. I have 3 or 4 minutes. And these are they which are sown among thorns. There's lots of clutter in this ground. So you could say this is an overcrowded heart. This is sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world. Cares. You don't have cares without unbelief. I don't think you can have cares without unbelief. The cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. This is another way that Satan steals the word out of your heart. Cares. Deceitfulness of riches. And I don't have time to go over the scriptures, but I'm just telling you that. You should be able to study it out for yourself. I'm out of time. And it's so that's another thing that keeps the word from taking place in your heart or from growing in your heart. And look at Mark. Let's go to the next one, which would be stony ground, thorny ground. Then this one is verse 19 is the overcrowded heart. There's too much stuff in there. It's got the cares of the world in there. Deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things, lust of other things. You can't let lust for other things, for riches, enter in. All those things choke the word, and it bears no fruit, or, as it says, it becomes unfruitful. Too many other things, an overcrowded heart. And these are they which are sown on good ground. This is a ground that presses. This is a ground that implements. This is a ground that has the word in there. This is the ground that engages when the devil comes to attack. This is the heart that engages. These are they sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100. Glory to God. Now that's where we want to be. We want to be good ground for the word. We want to receive the word and hold on to it and not let pressure, persecution, any other kind of affliction, offense, cares, other stuff enter into our lives and take over that preeminent place that the Lord Jesus Christ and His word should have. Amen. Glory to God.
When sudden change comes to shake your family, finances, health, and future, who will you turn to? Choose God's Word, His power, promise, peace, and provision for every circumstance of your life and stand on a foundation that cannot be shaken. Experience God's way of doing things that meets every challenge head-on and brings victory. Kingdom Principles, operating above the system of the world. A Believer's Voice of Victory DVD teaching by Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston that will help you live above the headlines. Find out why you must choose to live in the Eden system. Learn the steps to keep you from being controlled by the world. Don't accept the counterfeit when you can have the truth. Start living every day in God's kingdom principles and experience success, victory, and the power of God's Word to overcome everything that stands in your way with Kingdom Principles. Operating above the system of the world. To request your copy of Kingdom Principles by Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston, visit kcm.org and order online. This dynamic new teaching is now specially priced at just $12 and is available on CD or DVD. To request by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Take this opportunity to order Kingdom Principles and be ready to operate in God's system of economy today.
I want to talk to you about something here from the Believer's Voice of Victory DVD series. This is when Bill Winston and I were on the broadcast together. It is rich, rich word put together, either CD or DVD, or my suggestion is that you order both of them. You sit the whole family down, you watch the DVDs, and then you take the CDs and you listen to them going back from work and that kind of thing. I want you to know this will help you get out of this world system, this Babylonian system of commerce that's coming apart at the seams, and get over in the God's way, the Eden system, the kingdom of God where Jesus is Lord, and you're not subject to every dumb thing that comes down the road to try to steal everything you have. No, you need to get in this. This is a rich time in the Lord, and it's for you. So use the information there on your screen and order these things. Get them in your little hot hand and you get them in your spirit and you begin to walk in it because Jesus is right there waiting on you. He's ready. Amen. Now, let's talk about today's message. The sower sows the word. Mark chapter 4. Satan's always trying to steal the word, that the word of the living God. I mean, that's the thing that is it's his dire enemy. He's trying to steal it, but he can't do it unless you give it up. Now, that's the key to this thing. He can't take it away from you. You have to give it up and fall for one of the five things that Jesus brought out there that keeps the word of God from taking hold. Now, what is the condition of the ground of your heart, which is your spirit? What of this applies to you? Be honest before God and honest with yourself, not condemning yourself, but just honest with yourself. And take what you heard today, go before the Lord and say, Lord, reveal this thing to me. I need to know. I'm willing to change and I'm willing to be willing. If I'm having a struggle with these things, help me, Jesus. I want out of this mess and I want flow in me and through me in the kingdom of God. Now, anything that might be stopping his word from producing results in your life, you can get rid of it and you can do it that quick. Now, Father, I pray for every person in the sound of my voice today throughout the world. Jesus is the same in every country, every nation on earth. And the blessing belongs to them. And I pray for revelation from heaven, opening the eyes of our understanding so we can walk out into the light of your word. In Jesus' name. Ah, this has been a good one, hasn't it? Praise the Lord. We'll see you again next Sunday. Until then, Kenneth Copeland reminding you, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Thank you, partners, for helping us declare from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around that Jesus is Lord.
Get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
And that exceeding great power was the blessing of Abraham.